And then upstairs, we're like, where's Sebastian? And he's like, oh, let me out of the table. And then, of course, all of the volunteers are the ones to bust out of the table. He's like running across the stage. Oh, man, it was great.
Gosh, nothing worse than a lost crab.
Hey, hey, you, come listen. We need to talk.
Hey, we need to talk.
Welcome to the Church Communications Group podcast, where we help church leaders find clarity, confidence, and connection in their communications. I'm Kim, General Manager of the Church Communications Group, joined by my co-host and friend, Zach.
Every Tuesday, we'll bring you fresh insights on what's happening in church communications. We promise to keep it real around here. Expect authentic conversations, practical advice, and definitely a few laughs along the way.
In each episode, we'll also share a valuable resource to help you grow in your church communications, leadership skills, and honestly, just life as well. So whether you're a seasoned communications director or just starting out, there is something here for you.
Now, get ready to learn, grow, and connect as we open up the conversation in today's episode of Hey, We Need to Talk.
Hey, church communicator, we need to talk. You guys, it is Kim here with the Church Communications Group.
And I'm Zach with the Church Communications Group. And today we have some of our special friends that get to work with us at Church Communications. We have Garrett and Brittany. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, guys.
Hey, everyone.
Yay. Thanks for having us.
Yes, we are so excited to have Brittany and Garrett here. They will be co-hosting with us in the months and weeks to come. We are so excited to hear from them, their knowledge, their experience, all of that great stuff. And today we get to know them a little bit better. Well, we kind of know them, Zach, you and I, right? We like know them a little bit. I've known Brittany forever. But we are going to let you guys get to know them a little bit better. And then we have some other people that will be popping in the weeks to come too, that are part of our team. But yeah, let's get going, right?
Yeah. Today we have Garrett. Garrett's a communications director in California. So Garrett, why don't you tell us a little bit about your church communications background, even your ministry background? Let us know your family. We love the personal details too.
I have a really long story that we don't really have time to go into how I got into church communications, but I've been in ministry, this year will be 21 years. I started in youth ministry, wanted to be a youth pastor, started working in a youth group in 2003. That's where I met my wife, Stacy. It was her home church, and I was coming in to be the youth pastor intern in Southern California. And so I did youth ministry for almost 15 years and kind of slowly just kind of developed a passion and really a heart for church communications, mainly because I saw like this crazy thing happening where like people started texting when I got into youth group. And then towards the end, everyone was spending like hours and hours a day on their phone watching videos and being on social media. I'm like, something like big is happening. I'm not sure that I love every part of it, but something big is happening. Like we're shifting the landscape of communication. It's like, I need to be a part of that. I need to make sure the church is a part of that. I had a passion to make sure the church was communicating well, was using the tools well. And so I slowly kind of made the transition. I decided to go back to school and study communications. I decided to teach myself, like many church communicators out there, teach myself how to edit videos, how to do graphic design, how to build websites, how to do, you know, SEO and marketing. And I really kind of dove into that stuff and slowly kind of transitioned from leading crazy youth games to leading creative teams, designing church designs and websites and things like that. And it's been a lot of fun. And now I get to work for Church Communications Group and helping other churches really, you know, define and redefine their communication strategy.
I love that. That's so cool. I love it. Garrett, tell us about your family a little bit more. You have a couple kids, wife, all the fun stuff. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I met Stacy in 2003. She was a junior high volunteer in college. She was working with the junior high girls. We got married in 2007. She works at a Christian college. She's also a therapist. And then I have two girls, Lucy and Addie. They are 7 and 11, and they are all into musicals. And so they do
community plays. We got to stop there, Garrett. I'm sorry, Garrett, to interrupt you, but that's the greatest thing you've said so far today.
We have a lot in common. We could talk musicals. Every day, and there's a musical playing in the house. on Alexa somewhere.
I want to know what the favorite, like, what's the favorite musical?
Well,
we went to New York this past summer and we saw Great Gatsby. We saw three musicals. And Great Gatsby has been on repeat for quite a while. That was really good. So they've been in like kid musicals, you know, Little Mermaid, things like that. So that's always on repeat. They're going to be in Aladdin this winter. And so I'm sure we'll hear Aladdin all year.
Do they make you sing Aladdin's part?
I mean, we all get into it as a family.
Okay,
I mean,
as Aladdin. That's really
I dress like this. We help backstage. So I'm helping with the set pieces. You know, like the last musical for the school, I was like the lead backstage. I had a microphone on talking to, you know, and my daughter thought that was a cool thing. She's like, oh my gosh, is like moving set pieces and stuff. And so we evolved, you know, and our kids are both in it. So we could either be at home and have a date night, which I tell my wife is not a bad option. But instead, our date night is helping, you know, 160 kids get on stage and, you know, have a mediocre musical. But it's fun. It's fun.
But mediocre theater is actually the best theater. Like, I love Broadway and love the high production, but there's nothing better than going and seeing a show that you yourself would be embarrassed to watch and to be in. Those are good.
That is so good. It's a good laugh. It's a good laugh, but then also like, yeah, it's fun. It's fun times.
let me tell you that the craziest thing that's happened backstage real quick. It happened last, we were doing Little Mermaid, and there's this scene where the character playing Sebastian's hiding under this table and they lift up the, you know, the dish and his head is up there because it's like Sebastian, they're like serving Sebastian, the French chef, you know? And the cue was when the scene was over, they're going to move the table off stage and the kid climbs out of it because he's in the very next scene. Somehow that got lost. And so they moved the table off stage and they don't stop to let him out. So they push it all the way down this ramp, like, I don't know, like 40 yards backstage downstairs behind the audience. And the kid's in it the whole time. And then upstairs, like, where's Sebastian? And he's like, oh, let me out of the table. And all the volunteers are the ones to bust out of the table. He's like running across the stage. Oh, man, it was great.
Gosh, nothing worse than a lost crab.
Seriously. That is amazing. Oh, gosh. Well, thank you for sharing, Garrett. That's so awesome. Yeah. It's great to get to know you better. We love having you on the team. And you know what? Our audience, our friends out there in church communications, they're going to learn a lot from you. We get to learn a lot from you on a daily basis. So I'm excited to have them experience you and get to know you better as well as us in these months to come. All right. Brittany.
Yes.
Brittany, girl, it's your turn.
Yeah, I grew up in Southern California, like Kim said, and I actually grew up in the church. So for me, that's like, I've always just been like involved. My parents were in leadership. There was just always something involved that I had to be involved in. I was at the church all the time. I think Kim and I were both just little church rats. But yeah, so I grew up in ministry. I feel like I've never not had a conversational relationship with the Lord, which is, I know, kind of weird, but that's just my life. And it's amazing, beautiful, so honored for that. But yeah, I got into working in ministry. I feel like the second I turned like 18, the second I was allowed to, I dove in and I was always, I was really involved in student ministry for a very long time. Fell into like creative and programming actually under Kim's leadership at a church that we ended up working at together, which was so cool. And then from there went on to be a creative director, broadcast director at a church in LA called Freedom, which I love. And that is still my ultimate family. But that was a great amount of years. So I've been in ministry about like, I guess 17 years now officially. But I just got the call to move out to Nashville. So I've been here for about 5 months. And kind of just seeing where things go. And around the same time as when I started working with Church Communications Group and helping with some events there. So, yeah, I mean, I'm in a very transitional period of life and also in the music industry. So there's just a lot of moving parts happening. But that's my life.
There's also like a fun fact about Brittany is that Brittany wrote the opener to the Hey, Let's Talk podcast. So she, that beautiful vibey feel that you had first thing in the morning, that was Brittany. And she is a creative genius because we had a call like a few days ago to talk about the opener. And I don't think I used like a really good direction. I described reality TV and how I want this to feel. And she knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, like, what were the notes, Zach?
So we was wanted
Love
to
Island or something?
Wow. This will be edited.
We wanted to, like, we had a whole backstory of our character, but the ultimate theme.
Yes.
It was. But, like, just like picture it. Ambiguous clothes. Like you have like a jacket, but you don't need the jacket. You can take off the jacket.
Yes, you are right. I did write the song, but not alone. My friend Aaron Kellum produced and did all that. So he is the absolute best. So I am only half creative genius, actually.
He's the Oz.
Like, he's the Wizard of Oz. And I'm just like, you know, half the creative. Yeah.
So chances are, if you watch reality TV, you've heard one of Britney's songs at some point.
Right. Like if you watch like certain reality TV, you know.
Which we won't mention.
Like if you're looking for your future spouse type stuff. Yes.
What about musicals? Like, what about musical scores?
Britney, Garrett has a good point. Can you write a musical? Because that's
like
what
a church
need.
Communications musical. Like I can see the tense music when you go in to meet with the lead pastor, tell him you can't get him that graphic by Sunday. Like, that's intense, you know. When everything finally comes together on Sunday morning, you have this uplifting track and this score that the church communicator is so excited. But then someone comes to you and says they didn't know about the event, even though they announced it and it was in the bulletin. Like, attention.
It's like so real, Garrett. It's so
you guys.
Real.
I think that this is the show that we take on the road. This is the road show.
The road show is an actual show.
You spoke with Zach about our song, and yet I feel like this is more the vibe that we should be going for. Like we need to talk musical. I don't know. Maybe the music is going to change throughout time.
The Lonely Church Communicator.
I did write a musical when I was like 9. I wrote there was like a theater play and I wrote all the music for it.
Garrett, Brittany, it was so awesome to get to know you guys better today and even more. And I'm sure our audience is super excited to hear more from you in the coming weeks. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the ministry you guys do. Thank you for being a part of our team. We love you guys. And we know that this audience is going to get to know you and love you as well.
Yes. And even though those of you that have been listening to the podcast as well, thank you for joining us on episode 1 of Hey, We Need to Talk. We're going to be here with new episodes every week. So you get to hear more from Garrett, Brittany, Kim, and myself. And we also have some friends that we're going to bring on to the next episode, Tika and Steve. So join us next week as we meet Tika and Steve and get to have fun talks with them as well. So see you next week.
Hey, we need to talk.
Thanks for tuning into the Hey, We Need to Talk podcast. We hope today's episode has equipped you with insights and strategies to enhance your church communications efforts.
Remember, we're here every Tuesday with fresh content to keep you up to date on what's happening in church communications. If you found value in today's discussion, we'd love for you to join us again next week by clicking the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts.
And hey, you're a part of this conversation too. So if there's a topic you'd like to talk about, make sure to leave a comment in the episode and on social media.
For more resources or just to set up a call with any one of our team members, head over to churchcommunications.com and check out our free online learning platform, CC Plus, where you can access a wealth of additional resources to support your church communications journey.
We're Zach and Kim, and from all of us here at Church Communications Group, we're looking forward to helping you find clarity, confidence, and connection in your church communications.